I'm at Penn Station, the downstairs area, which is for Long Island Railroad. And Penn Station is where I first arrived in New York via Amtrak, about a 24-hour ride from Tampa to here, which commenced on October 20th, 1990. I didn't come directly here. I went through Philadelphia first, or Bucks County to be more precise. There are a lot of people down here. It's about 4:15, I guess, and the rush hour is just getting going. There's a lot of people running by me, running toward me, running away from me. And all anybody wants to do is get the fuck out of here. I spent a whole dollar trying to make this call because I was having no luck at all with the outdoor payphones around Greeley Square. Every single one of them had the same problem. It would connect the call and then just 10 seconds later it would intrude on me with a really rude, busy signal. It's a type of signal I don't know if I've heard until recently. I was trying to call from Greeley Square, where I'll always associate that area with the Apology Project that I worked on back in the 90s. And that's because Mr. Apology, as he was known to me for a long time, had a P.O. box at the Greeley Square station, and at the end of every, or the beginning and end of every program, he would say, you know, if you want to send donations or correspond or whatever, send your donations in carefully wrapped, carefully concealed cash to Apology at, and I don't remember the box number, but I remember how he said Greeley Square station. He always seemed to say it with gritted teeth, but I guess Greeley is a word that just lends itself to gritted teethiness. There's a place upstairs from here called Pensy, speaking of words that lend themselves to one thing or another. Every time I see that, I think it says penisy, P-E-N-I-S-Y. It's spelled P-E-N-N-S-Y. And I'm like, what a stupid word. There's something very penisy about this place. There's a word you'd never probably use in any context. What am I saying? Of course, there's a context where that word would come up somewhere in creation, right at this moment, perhaps. I remember the train trip up here pretty well. And the first thing I ever saw when I came out of Penn Station was Macy's. And I was impressed by Macy's at the time. I thought it was a New York City specific thing. And it was years before I learned that it's a nationwide chain. It's not everywhere in the country, but it's all around. I used to come through here, I believe it was track 19, which it should be somewhere around here. I would come through this station for less than a year to go to a job out on Long Island. I worked for a woman named Betty Snapp, S-N-A-P-P. The company was E-Snapp Incorporated, and it was a strange little operation, really. She had been in the classical music business at Shermer Publishing for a long time, and she decided to strike out on her own and start a composer-promoter company, composer-promoting company. And she would just promote the music of, living composers, mostly from the Novello catalog. Well, I got my ass fired from that job because I never really was right for it to begin with. Knowing a lot about classical music doesn't really make it any kind of certainty that you're going to work out in a classical music-related endeavor. And I remember how she ran after me after she fired me, and I just left. And she came out running after me with, a severance check or something. It was quite a scene, but then years later, when I was a sort of a big wig at Time Warner, I was talking to one of the new guys that was assigned to work for me. And we had done a training session where I was showing him how to do some, I don't know what, code. And at the end of it, we were just walking out of the building making chit-chat, and he was telling me where he had worked before. And then I mentioned that I used to work at this strange little place out of Long Island called E-Snapp Incorporated, and his face lit up. is my best friend I've ever had. I met her the first day I arrived in New York, and I felt this, this wouldn't happen today, but I felt a little bit of Schadenfreude coming up, because here I was to stick it to her, you know, here I was in a position to stick it to her by saying, you fired my ass, and now look at me, I'm a director level dude at Time Warner. But before I could say anything like that, before I could say give her my regards or anything of that, his smile never broke. He said, I was there holding her hand when she died. And my heart kind of sank, because then I felt bad about having these ugly, Schadenfreude type thoughts in the first place. No less the fact that I was just sorry to hear she was gone. She had two young kids and a husband who had just been laid off from Pan Am Airlines. Wonder how that worked out for him. All right. People have stopped running around so much and nobody's looking at me. People are just staring at the departures boards, waiting for their track number to come up.